Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When difficulties come, on what do you focus? Some look back. They're the ones who try to drive looking in the rearview mirror. Their thoughts are totally consumed with two questions which, like a broken record, plays over and over again. What if, or if only? What if I had not made that investment? What if I had listened to the advice of my mom and dad? What if I had just prayed about this and taken my time? Can we not learn from our mistakes? Yes. Is there not profit in analyzing what went wrong? Again, affirmative. But looking back becomes a negative habit, a kind of life excuse that puts a wall of failure between you and the future. An anonymous person wrote, "I look not back. God knows the fruitless efforts, the wasted hours, the sinning and regret. I leave them all with Him who blots the record and graciously forgives and then forgets." Some focus entirely on the future when difficulties come. What's wrong with that? Isn't goal setting important? Yes. Certainly, if you have no thought of where you want to go, you'll never get there for sure. But focusing entirely on tomorrow is daydreaming, or living in a fantasy world divorced from reality. Tomorrow is uncertain, and when it arrives, God is going to be there to meet you, so you have to leave many things in His hands, confident that when tomorrow gets here, God will show you what to do. Some focus on their circumstances, looking around them. They are the ones who, when trouble comes, are looking for an excuse, a scapegoat, someone whom they can blame for their failures. I'm thinking of a woman who once worked with us at Guidelines. When her computer wouldn't work, "Somebody did something to my computer," she would assail, when in fact nobody had touched that computer. I've heard complaints about her mother, her husband, her church, the set of circumstances that had dealt her a bad deal in life. "I accept responsibility for this," or "this is my fault," were phrases that never came from her lips. When trouble comes, don't look around you, striving to shovel the blame off on somebody else or on circumstances. Some things just happen, and the key is not fixing blame, but on how you respond and how you get on with your life. Some look inward when problems come. This is not altogether bad. At times we do need to examine our motives and take a look within. But living in a world of introspection, always examining our thoughts and feelings, leaves us wounded and hurting. Paul took a look within and he didn't much like what he saw. Read Romans 7 and see if you can relate to his comments that seemingly what he wanted to do, he didn't do. And what he didn't want to do ended up being exactly what he did. If you take a look within, that's fine, but then move on. All right, you may be saying, if I shouldn't look back, or I shouldn't look to the future, nor look within me, what should be my focus? Ah, I'm glad you asked. Here it is. When difficulty knocks at your door, look up into the face of Jesus, realizing God will be your source of strength and your help, your defender and your deliverer. He will never disappoint you or leave you in the lurch. Take time to read through the book of Psalms and notice how David and the men who penned these marvelous expressions of faith responded to trouble. Their God was the rock and the fortress, a hiding place, a deliverer, a shield, a stronghold, and so forth. Mark or underline those phrases. Your focus in the time of trouble will determine both how you weather the storm and where you go after the storm is over. How much better to learn that God will walk with you than to never face the storm. Was today's program just for you? You've really been through it. You've lost your job, someone close to you, a business venture went sour, whatever it is, don't look back. Don't look in the future and don't look at the circumstances, but do look to God for strength and help. He will make the difference. I hope you'll write me and tell me about it. You can send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org.